Order at 3:05, and today is March 16th.
March
23rd today. Mm-hmm. The secretary can please give the roll call, and we're going to have teleconference hooked up to Fairbanks to the University of Alaska with Dr. J. Candempulli. So can the secretary please give the roll call?
Representative Osterman?
Here.
Representative James? Representative Cott?
Here.
Representative Nicolai? Representative Porter?
Here.
Representative Robinson? And Chairman Masick?
Here. Okay, and I believe that's all that we have on the agenda today is the professor giving his overview via teleconference, and we'll hear his statement, and if any of the committee members have any questions for the professor, we'll open it up after he gives his statement. Are you on the line, Professor?
Hello.
Hello.
I'll try it again.
Thank you. And if we do have additional people who would like to testify, do we have a sheet going here?
You can sure get one going here.
Okay.
You have reached the Legislative Teleconference Network. Good afternoon, this is the Bridge.
Hi, Jean, this is the Susan, and I must have disconnected us. We're here to do this House Special Committee on International Trade and Tourism.
Okay, yeah, I just sent you a message saying you did get disconnected.
Okay.
We have Anchorage online, too, with two observers. One of them wanted David Standcliffe, who will be in Juneau, to know that she is here in case he needed her for any backup information. Okay, I'll put you back in the conference.
Thank you.
Okay, are we there? Dr. Candempulli, are you on the line? Fairbanks, are you there?
Fairbanks, can you hear us?
This is the Bridge. Fairbanks is still online, and I hear you loud and clear.
They're not answering us.
Yeah, I see that, and they are still online, though.
Are we having some technical difficulties here? Were you connected earlier?
Yes, we were.
How old is the Bridge?
Oh, he's very young, actually. He's young.
Fairbanks, respond if you can.
Yes. Fairbanks, are you there?
Here, let me turn up the volume. Speak a bit, if you would, please. Fairbanks, please speak.
Yes, this is Jay Candempulli. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jay Candempulli, this is Representative Masick. I have the committee on the House Committee on International Trade and Tourism here. I have members present, Representative Osterman, Representative Porter, and Representative Cott. And if you can please begin your testimony.
Okay. Good afternoon to all of you. First of all, let me thank you for this opportunity to address the committee. Thank you also for inviting me to address the panel and to bring to your attention some of the urgent need I see in Alaska for an infrastructure for education and training in the field of tourism, and also to suggest a model which you may wish to consider to recommend for adoption. The two specific issues I would like to talk about today are about education and training. However, some of the connecting issues relating to both education and training and to the development of tourism are quality marketing and management. So I have special interest in this, these areas, and we'll be glad to discuss briefly their crucial importance for the tourism industry in Alaska. Before I go further, let me briefly outline my background in the field of hospitality and tourism industry. I was born in India, but more or less grew up in Austria, where I spent many years throughout my life. First studying in tourism, the first step into my tourism line or hospitality and tourism line was when I started education in hospitality management in 1978, where I studied the basic fundamentals of technical aspects used in the industry, and also some managerial skills. After that, I worked in the industry and decided later to study again in hotel management. There, I finished my undergraduate in hotel management in Austria, then carried on working in the hotel industry for a few years, about 4 years in fact, and decided to study again for improving my managerial expertise. So I went over to England to do my professional qualification in hotel catering and institution management. Following that, I started to work again in the industry in senior management and levels in both in Austria as well as in the United States with the Marriott Corporation. After 3 years again, I decided to do an MBA looking specifically into services marketing. And further on, I...
Excuse me, Dr. Cantonpoli?
Yeah.
If you can, please... Please just continue on with your presentation. If you can get down to the objectives and what you'd like to share with the committee members on the education, training, quality marketing.
Okay, go ahead. I'm here to offer my assistance and to and help to the committee or to anyone who are interested in the tourism industry. In order to set the scene, probably I'll briefly discuss about the education and training. Let me briefly explain about the involvement I have with the Alaskan Institute of Tourism, which I have established here at the School of Management. As a non-profit-oriented institute, AIT is set to serve the Alaskan tourism industry and the community. In order to establish the needs of the industry and the community, I conducted a research by interviewing managers, owners of different tourism and other related services in the community, and also other organizations such as business organizations like Chamber of Commerce, Visitor Convention Bureaus, ABA, and other native organizations and corporations, and also political and community leaders, etc. This exploratory study suggested the immediate and crucial need for a training and education so as to improve the quality of service we offer to our visitors and to increase the opportunity for the citizens of Alaska and to take up jobs which are open to other our own community. As we all know, tourism industry in Alaska is still in the early stages of development. However, it is growing faster than the learning and development process, thereby the maturing process will take longer if immediate action is not taken. Tourism is no longer a coffee shop operation. It is an international business. Competition is no more local. It is global. Our customers are with different tastes, needs, and expectations as they are from around the world who may have traveled and experienced national and international destinations, attractions, and services. Majority of tourism operations in Alaska are very small operations. Majority of people who are involved in this area or are entering into the tourism business have very little or no experience at all, expertise or understanding about the business or about the industry or about the customer. This, I think, is indeed a serious matter which needs to be taken into consideration in Alaska, where the tourism potential is very large and where we have all the possibilities and opportunities available in order to take advantage of the potential for the benefit of the citizens and the state of Alaska. U.S. legislators who have keen interest and responsibility in the field of tourism development in Alaska, I would like to request you seriously to consider some of the fundamental approaches we need to follow to take the tourism development process in Alaska into the next stage. There have been serious, if there are any questions you may wish to ask, please do stop me and I'd be glad to discuss. I thought probably we'll briefly break up into three stages. One, addressing about the educational need, second, the training needs, and thirdly, into the management, marketing, and quality issues. If that sounds okay to you?
Yes, that sounds fine. Just for your information, too, we do have a copy of your resume.
Okay.
And that was one of the reasons why I cut you short there. We do have a copy for the record, and each member has a copy of it.
Okay,
so
great.
You can please proceed.
Right, I understand. Thanks. I think there has been serious concern on the quality of service we provide and the level of satisfaction we are able to create within our visitors. Typically, services are produced by people for the people. The important service personnel, therefore, and their skills and their personality traits outweighs any other aspects from the visitor's point of view. We do not have to reinvent the wheel. Within the U.S. and also around the world, we have seen many states and many countries who have successfully developed, managed, and progressed their tourism industry. We could very well learn from them. We don't have to, of course, the benefit of using the models of other people who have developed is that we can avoid the mistakes they have made. Education and training has been always one of the fundamental backbone tools to the tourism industry development throughout the world. In every developed country in the field of tourism, they have established a network of education and training which are very closely interrelated and interlinked. And it may be useful to see some of those and look into a way we could provide education and training within our state for the benefit throughout the state in every locality and every community possible. It is also important that when we address education, we need to start from the most appropriate levels, right from the school where career interests and tastes develop. I can give you an example because of my background in Austria and also in Switzerland. Many of the Europe or in that matter, many of the European countries, children go to hotel schools or tourism schools at the age of 13 to 14. With this view as a basis and knowing that in Alaska, only a small percentage of students after their high school go into higher studies, I was convinced that tourism education and training need to start from the high school level in Alaska. What a lot of people need today are tools which they can immediately apply so that whether it is for a career or whether it is a transitionary stage or whether it is if somebody lost a job and is looking for another possibility of opportunity for a new field, training and education. recreation becomes a very important need, mainly because tourism is an area which many people enter as a transitionary stage, or even for educational level. Many students who study either engineering or whether arts or whether medicine, they go and work either weekend jobs or summer jobs or evening jobs. So for all those kind of reasons, tourism, education, and training becomes crucial, because those are the people who have got mainly probably no interest at all in career-wise in tourism, but still they are the people who are serving our customers. With this view as a basis, and knowing that Alaska, only a small percentage go to university, I felt that we have to seriously think about a way we can start educating our students in the school districts in the junior and senior level. What we need in Alaska is a system supporting, promoting, and interlinking, and also connecting the industry needs to that of the programs within schools, colleges, technical institutions, and the university for the benefit of the citizens of Alaska. In fact, we have all these systems in place. All what we need is to connect them so that all of them work together for the common purpose and also for the benefit of students who may be able to go from one institution to the other and be accepted for the credits what they have received in one place, in the other place. And beyond that, I think is also the need of the people who are already working in the industry, how they may be able to take education, take training, and get some benefit of their experience in the industry which they have already achieved. At present, we do not have a system where the experience of a person, whether they've worked as a chef or whether they have worked as a waiter or whether they have worked as a manager, is of importance or is of credited into the education system. Those experiences in the industry are basically not at all credited. It is unfortunate. People who have so much of knowledge and understanding from the industry is not at all accepted in our education system. And we need to bring a way where this our tourism industry, which is so practical an industry, it is not at all theoretical. Of course, theory is needed to support it, but we cannot depend only on theory. So we need to bring the theory and practice into a merged form of education system where the technical knowledge people learn in the industry can be applied in the education and vice versa. A statewide system will offer uniformity and also the possibility of the students and the employees to take up jobs and education throughout the state of Alaska and still to be able to continue in the same direction and with the same momentum. Integration of education and training within the industry will foster recognition and utilization of such education and training by the business community. As industrial experience become part of the education, employees within the industry will be instigated to undertake such combined education aiming for personal development. As a part of such a model system, I have developed a tourism program for teaching students in the high school here in Fairbanks. And I was delighted when North Alberta School District adopted the program into the school curriculum, and I have in fact started teaching them from February onwards. I'll briefly explain how that system works. The program consists both theory as well as practice, practice of technical skills. So it is more like a vocational technical education. They understand about the theory and understands about the culture, the nature, and the attractions of Alaska, and also the personality skills and things like that. On top of that, I teach them also technical skills like waiting, like reception skills, like telephone answering skills, and all those things which they can not only use in this industry, they can use in any other kind of service industry they may wish to enter. So that becomes the core part of it. And the second part is the internship. The main purpose of the internship is to associate the students with the industry and also the industry to get to know these students so that they would be able to go and understand about what exactly is happening in the industry. It is a very short internship, and also I have facilitated managers to sit in our class and also to evaluate the students and also help me teach the students in different fields. So this brings a unified effort from the industry and the education at the same time for the benefit of the industry. And the third part is the summer full job.
Excuse me, Dr. Candompulli?
Sure.
Can you please give a little more to the point? We understand that tourism development, education, training, quality marketing.
Right.
Can you sum up your last portion, please?
Okay, sure. The school program is being credited by the community college here, which is the TVC, Tana Valley Campus. So any students coming out of the school with the summer internship and the normal program will have 6 credit, college credits. So by the time the students come out of the school, before even entering the college, they have 6 college credits. That would instigate them to go back to study again and take up a higher position in the industry the following year. This I see as a gradual progression from a lower level to upper level of in the industry. And this is what I feel is most useful in the industry, and this is a system which is mostly used in most of the European countries. And that sums up my input for the education.
Okay, we're going to open it up for questions from the committee members.
Sure, please.
Yes.
Thank you, Doctor, for the presentation. This is Representative Porter. How many hours of instruction are the children given the standard program in high school?
It's about 92 hours. It's a full semester program.
And is that an extracurricular during normal school hours or afterwards, or how is it presented?
It's taught up from 4:30 to 6:30 every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Any other questions?
Could I be allowed to ask one?
Yes, for the record, we have Barbara Cotting, who represents Representative James. I'd like to proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Just a few more words on the school program. At present, about 8 different school districts are looking into this very seriously. And in fact, 2 days back, I received a information from Juneau School District saying that they have adopted my program into the school curriculum and they would like to start it from next spring onwards.
Okay. Ms. Cotting, if you'd like to...
Yes, Professor, I was interested in exactly what field those 6 college credits are that the kids get out of high school with. Are they in a specific course area that they can apply to their college degree?
Yes, they can apply to the college degree. And they are the college here used to have an introduction to tourism program course, and they are taking the entire introduction to tourism program equivalent to this program.
Thank you.
Representative Osterman?
Yeah, thank you. Dr. Day, is this a, I get the picture this is kind of like a vocational ed type program?
That's very true. It is more like a semi-vocational technical education.
What, are you actually teaching the class in the Fairbanks area?
Yes, I am.
In the area of, say, Juneau, for example, how is that going to be? Are they, is the Juneau School District then going to have their own teacher?
They're going to have a teacher, but I'll be helping them as well. The same way, I also have a school teacher here co-teaches with me. However, he teaches only about 3 classes. The rest of the classes are taught by me. And that is some of the concerns some of the school districts have come up with. For instance, Skagway, Haines, Ketchikan, Sitka, Kodiak, and Kenai Peninsula, and Valdez. All these school districts are right now looking into it, and I am planning to set up a training programs for teachers as well as anyone who is interested in, to get involved with this training, with this education system. And for those kind of things, I'm looking for help and assistance to set, if we have a kind of system in place, there is possibility that we could constantly education and train people, school teachers in these areas, so that in every nook and corner of the state, we'd be able to provide exactly the same kind of program.
Do you have a follow-up, Representative Osterman?
Well, yeah, I was just kind of curious. I guess I'm kind of leading up to if there's a dollar value on this whole thing and what the cost is going to be, because if we're talking about programs in all the schools in the state trying to get this.
Yeah, that's right. At present, I think the school districts are themselves doing it through whatever funds they may have. but I do not know how far they may be able to do it, and also the restrictions that I have in terms of going to places to do the teaching. For instance, I went to Ketchikan last week to teach. The money they were giving me was exactly the same amount I had to pay for the plane fare. So I didn't get a single penny into the school for my pocket. So how far that can go is another question. So, I'm very glad to put any effort from my side to any extent of length. I'm dedicated to this effort, and I feel that I will be able to provide a lot of input into it, and I'm glad to be a part of it as well.
Thank you. Give me a little background then on your Alaska Institute of Tourism and the School of Management.
Sure.
Have you got a separate budget for the Alaska Institute of Tourism? How big is that? How many people are involved in it? Is it just you?
It is basically just me and a student who is helping me as a student assistant. There has not been there's no special fund, budget for the institute. However, Odom Company from Anchorage is at present financing the Alaska Institute of Tourism for its running costs.
Anchorage Cold Storage?
That's right. The soft drink distributors.
Odom Company.
Odom, that's right.
Yeah.
Dr. J, are you trying to work towards having your own budget there so that you can actually train the trainer type thing like they're doing with the Alaska host in the Alaska Department Division of Tourism?
Somewhat similar to that, yes. I would like to have a budget of my own so that I'd be able to train the teachers and give help in wherever possible in terms of one of the big benefits I have in my hand is being able to go and talk to the managers and the owners of the industry, telling them and explaining to them my background and my experience in the industry makes a lot of interest and benefit to the students whom I would like to place in the industry. Immediately they understand that, you know, if I were to train someone, they would have all the experience or expertise which they will be looking for from a student. So I would like to bring somewhat similar kind of approach to almost all teachers who would want to enter into this field. I was suggesting to Skagway School that I would propose any teacher who would want to start teaching a similar area to take up summer jobs in the tourism industry, more or less an internship again, so that they are not only understand what is tourism industry, but also some technical aspects and skills and things like that, which also will benefit not only them, but to have a good interface and interaction between the business community and the education establishment.
Thank you, Dr. J. One more question. Are you interested in, or are you trying to get money into your budget, raise your budget up through state funding, or are you trying to do it through the industry itself?
At present, I'm not right now here talking to you in looking for funding. My first priority is to show you the need for such a holistic approach in looking into the needs of these specific issues. And later on, I would like to talk to you more about those kind of areas. However, I've not been told by either my dean or myself. I did not think about it at all. Of course, I'd be glad if any kind of help comes from the state or from any other institution.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yep.
I had just one quick question here. Currently, right now, the Division of Tourism, what are they doing for training? Have you been in touch with them at all?
Sure. I've approached a lot of people in the industry. Many people, many organizations do not have any kind of training skills or training managers or training approaches at all. Many of them are very, very much interested to participate in any kind of training which I would put together. And not only here, but in many other areas in Alaska. And I'm wanting to provide this training every member of tourism as well as related service industries, such as retail outlets, such as taxi drivers, or any kind of service institutions which may come in contact with the customer.
Excuse me. I don't think you understood the question well. I just ask, what does the Division of Tourism use for training now? Do you have any idea? And how old is their plan?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you now.
Okay.
I do know about the Alaska Host Program. In fact, I am one of the trainers of the Alaska Host Program. I went through the training program myself.
And how has it implicated the program?
The program is about 15 years old. We purchased it from British Columbia 10 years back. And the way, please do not misunderstand me, I'm not criticizing. I'm only pointing out some of the issues which may be of interest. The system is set up in a way that it is very difficult for anyone to provide that training with that background as well as with that structure. The training, for instance, last year when I came to Alaska and to Fairbanks, I heard that there is a customer training program within the state, and I immediately called the Vista Convention Bureau and said, when you're having the next training session, could you please let me know and enroll myself? And the entire last year, we did not have a single session in Fairbanks. So it is because the system is not set up and to take advantage only for the benefit of training. And unfortunately, it is being done by people in the Division of Tourism who also have many other responsibilities, not just to, training the trainers or training many other duties and responsibilities. And the same way, the trainers are being trained within the Visitor Convention Bureau. And there again, they've got so much work to do, and most of the training are needed just before summer. And unfortunately, people who are trainers are packed up with so much work by themselves and have got very little time to go out and train employees when the industry needs those training. And thirdly, or most importantly, is the issue, who are the trainers? If the trainers themselves do not have sufficient understanding and sufficient knowledge and experience and background within the industry in which they are going to train, it will be like a football or basketball coach who has never played basketball. So if we, that kind of a system may have limited capability and limited influence.
So this is
my observation.
Excuse me, you said the plan was about 15 years old and it came from British Columbia?
Right.
Would you happen to have any copies that you may be able to share with the committee members on that plan?
I have the entire program with me. Unfortunately, I didn't bring it along with me right now. That's about many pages in length. I'm more than glad to send you some copies
okay.
If you would like.
We can obtain a copy from the Division of Tourism. I don't think that'll be necessary, but just to hear the fact that it's 15 years old, it seems to me that it needs to be updated.
Exactly. And not only that, the most important part is that program addresses customer services. And we are far, far away from customer services. We are now in the stage of exceeding the expectations of the customer. If we cannot satisfy the customer, we are not in business anymore. And now, if we want to be in business, we have to exceed the expectations of the customer. So that is now the norm. The customer services is no more a norm.
Okay. Representative Osterman?
Yeah, Madam Chairman. The Alaska Host Program, as Dr. Jay has indicated, is a program not to train children or anything like that. It's a customer service type training where you'll go into an existing tourism business and make sure that their employees have the proper skills to greet and meet a customer and make him happy and make him want to come back to the state as a
sure.
as a customer. But there are no other programs, I don't believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Jay, but there are no other programs that I'm aware of in the state that are actually educational program that take people and actually educate them towards the industry itself and why you'd want to be involved in the industry.
Very true. I mean, there are, there are a couple of other programs which have some aspects of all these things involved. However, the problem is because they are not interlinking as well as they are not complementing. The issue is the students who go through those programs come to a dead standstill. They have no progression. There are no steps to go up anywhere. They come to the wall as soon as they finish that program. And individually, each place conducts programs or courses or training, and that is it. And that is not recognized by other institutions or by other part of the state. So if we need to look in a broader way rather than in a very very confined way. As far as the customer training is concerned and the customer orientation kind of training is concerned, I wasn't talking about the skill part. I was talking about the personality skills. I was talking about the aspect of know-how as opposed to know why. In services, there is a saying that it is important to understand know why. Why do we do that particular thing, not know how? In olden days, we used to talk about training employees about know why, know how. Today, we train them for know why, so that they can bring their own expertise, their own creative things from their own knowledge into the field. And also importantly is the aspect of service recovery. If something happens, if the ball drops, what do you do? And that has become a crucial issue as far as the quality of service is concerned. Everyone knows that something may happen or nothing may happen to as far as our services are concerned, but somebody may come with a problem. For instance, a customer may arrive to your hotel or to a tourism destination having had lost their luggage. How do we cope? How do we do? What are the steps we have already in place? If we have to have that customer immediately being taken care of.
Okay. I really commend you on your enthusiasm here to bring this committee up to date and your concerns. Do we have more questions?
Yeah, please do.
This is Representative Oshman. I have just one comment to make. The Alaska Host Program was created in Alaska about 20 years ago, and they ran it for one or two years, and then dropped it. And Canada thought it was such a great program that they took it and refined it and made it the great program. And it is a good program. Made it the great program it is. Then 2 years ago, Alaska woke up again and went to Canada and borrowed it back. So.
Right.
And that's how we're into the program. So.
Thank you. I did not know that it was initially bent from here. I did not know that.
Okay. Do you have any other follow-ups that you'd like to share with us? Otherwise, if the committee members have any questions, we have your address here and your phone number in Fairbanks.
Right.
And we really appreciate you taking the time to address the committee here.
Sure.
And hearing no more further questions, do we have any other people online that would like to testify?
I'm not sure if anyone there wanted to actually speak. There were several people listening.
Okay. Okay. Hearing none, then I'm going to close this part.
Okay.
Oh, my throat is... It's really sore, excuse me. And thank you very much again, Dr. Candompulley. Am I pronouncing your name right?
Perfectly, no problem at all.
Great, okay. Thank you again very much, and we'll be back in touch with you.
Okay.
Okay, have a good day in Fairbanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Lee.
Thank you. He's a very talkative person.
Yes,
so if we have no further business before us, I think we had people that were online that just wanted to listen in, but we will be scheduling more teleconferences later within our... So I'm going to call this meeting adjourned here at 3:50. Thank the members for showing up here today.
Meeting next Tuesday.
That must be, to summarize, must be quite a
yeah, an hour.
Oh,
I can summarize it about